Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a financial expert and... She's the author of Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. She's also the author of a number of books, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. That's another one of her books. She's here to talk to us about the economic cycles, and I've got some questions for her. Barbara Friedberg, welcome back.
Hi. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Happy to be here.
So, economic cycles, what does that mean?
What it means is that the business world, the economy, has its times when things are chugging along and going really well, but that doesn't last forever. And then there's a little bit of a contraction where the growth slows down, the stock market takes a little breather and goes down before it usually trends back up.
Ecclesiastes, for everything there's a season.
Yes, that's so apt.
Yeah. And I also think about Mr. Newton, right? Mr. Newton's law of gravity is alive and well, isn't it?
Yes, what goes up must come down.
It will
yes.
come down, and just yes, get out. So don't let it hit land on your head, right?
That's exactly right.
So that
kind of pertains to the investment markets today, doesn't it?
Right, and if you've lived as long as I have, Barbara, you start to identify. What causes these cycles? Some of them are man-made, meaning I remember back when you could have a recession just from the supply chains getting upside down. Well, today we got just-in-time inventory, so we don't have that as much. But we have other things that cause recessions, like for one thing, like stupid governments. That's just another thing that causes them. But it's interesting to see, but regardless of the cause, they're always there, aren't they, the cycles?
Absolutely. And, for example, the last cycle in 2008-2009, people got into debt over their heads.
They were buying
more house than they could afford, and the big banks were selling loan products.
That's the problem.
Yeah, derivatives that they didn't know what were in them, and people that bought them didn't know what were in them. And so,
but we have to take it even further back than that, Barbara. And this is back to the stupid government part. That had its origins in the 90s when they loosened up the loan underwriting regulations.
Absolutely.
That was the government that did that. And then over a period of the next decade, they got loosened up and bad things happened. And they over-leveraged the securities. And bada bing, bada bam, you got a financial crisis.
Absolutely. I remember the 2007, I was talking with a mortgage broker who was making loans to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No, it didn't matter what their credit was.
The real estate industry has its own complicity in all that, don't they?
Yeah, there's so much blame to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the next economic cycle will not be caused by the same thing as the last. There's always going to be a catalyst. And the economy can only go running strong on great guns for so long before it's going to take a turn.
Where do you think we are in this cycle?
Well, I was just looking at a Fidelity article yesterday, and if you could imagine a kind of a hump, their picture had us on the going down side.
Yeah, on the slippery slope side. Yeah,
and actually, this economic cycle of 9 years is really long overdue.
This is an unusual one. Because I don't remember, well, let me put it this way. We haven't had a lost decade post-war like this one. And I'm calling it a lost decade from 06, 07 to 2017.
What do you mean by lost decade?
Oh, I'm talking about year after year after year below 2% growth. I'm talking about corporate America refusing to invest in the economy. That's what I call a lost decade. We had, and then I mean, small businesses have been oppressed for almost 10 years, really, since the recession. As you know, the recession began in the fourth quarter of 07.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think we've had a lost decade, but that's the reason why I think they're calling it a little hump, right? Because this is not a big bell curve type thing. It's not like we've taken 10 years to grow.
No. And the problem with the very, very slow and lethargic GDP growth or gross domestic product growth is that there's questions. We're a maturing country. You know, before we had the Industrial Revolution, we had the big tech boom,
right.
And there's a question as to whether we can ever return.
Have we run out of steam?
I don't know.
Is that it? Let's talk about that. Let's continue this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.